What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dark Therapy Session. I still have my glasses on, but the therapy has the session has now begun. I am Arsay. You can follow me on Instagram at RSAYSR. And with me, as always, is Mr. Brandon Janu at Brandon Janu Show on Instagram. Today's topic is alone versus loneliness. Quite the topic, and this topic is actually sponsored by Mr. JR from the WC Uncommon Place podcast. Thank you, sir, for that, for the topic and the sponsorship for this episode. So go check out that podcast on all major platforms, all listening platforms for sure. He's working on video, y'all. He is getting there, trust me. So if y'all like what you hear, go check out his YouTube channel. What's up, Mr. Brandon?
I've been telling him to do videos for a long time. I've been telling him to do videos for a minute. He's finally doing it. But I'm good, man. I'm surviving. I'm here. I don't know what that means, but I'm here.
I know what you mean by that. Yeah. 100% do I do. For real, man. And it's actually, that's why this topic is going to be hitting home for me today, because it's actually how I've been feeling. I ain't even going front. Yeah. You know, alone versus being lonely, or versus loneliness, it can be construed as two of the same, when they're, in my mind, they're not, and they shouldn't be, to be perfectly honest. A lot of times when you're alone, you feel okay. You're good. You're alone. You're by yourself. It's like, finally, I get a little bit of time to myself. I can do whatever it is I want to do, or sleep, take a nap, watch something, you know, whatever it is, and you're alone. And sometimes you appreciate being alone. Loneliness is when it's like an emotional thing where nobody can really relate to you emotionally. You feel like things are your fault. You feel like things would probably be better without you. You know what I'm saying? That's like loneliness right there. And going through what I'm going through now, I've said it many times, I'm not going to repeat it. If you want to know what I'm going through, go back and listen to the previous episodes, but I'm starting to feel that way. I'm starting to feel like as if, nobody really does understand nor give a fuck. Which I know the second part, nobody really does care, because of promoting podcasts for the past 2 years and nobody's fucking listening or watching the shit. But, you know, like not having that emotional support system. And, you know, even though I have children, they're young. They don't understand the things that I'm going through. You know what I'm saying? Being alone, like, believe it or not, I love being alone. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy being able to watch my geeky shit on TV, man. There's some geeky shit that I watch, man. No bullshit. History Channel is like my favorite channel, yo. For real, man, for real. And when it's not editing a podcast or putting a podcast together, you know what I'm saying? Being alone sometimes turns on me. And it's like, well, nobody wants to be around me. Well, maybe, you know, that's because nobody understands what I'm going through. Nobody understands how I'm feeling, you know. And once you have that little thing, that little spark of that thought, it can grow, you know what I'm saying? And it can grow to where you feel lonely, you know, for months and months at a time. Somebody mentioned, look, you know, I feel like as if some people, and he didn't mention me directly, but some people lie about their mental health stuff. And granted, mine isn't as bad as some people. You know, loneliness can last for years and months and days and shit like that, not just hours. You know, for me, if I take a decade out of my life, the past decade, I've felt a lot more lonely than I have been alone. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But there's people out there that just cannot get out of it. Cannot, you know what I'm saying? Can't find a way out of that empty feeling of not having worth, of just, you know, fucking wishing everything was just over with. Does that make any sense, man?
Totally. Yeah.
How do you feel? So how do you feel about alone versus loneliness? Because we kind of touched on it a little bit, and you briefly mentioned for a quick second that it's about the same.
It's about the same if you don't truly understand which is which. Then it feels like it's the same. We've talked about it, like you said, on this podcast before. I think we did an episode called Loneliness. So we've talked about this before.
Sure.
And it's one of those, like you said, it's an emotional thing. When you're lonely, mm-hmm. it's emotional. Being alone is like you said, I love being alone. I enjoy it. I think it's the best time for me to kind of like sit and think and actually enjoy myself and actually sure. understand, you know, what's next. Because they want to tell you the world is moving so fast, but it's actually not. If you just actually sit back and just be alone and actually pay attention to what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Loneliness is some people can't get out of it, like you said, and to the point where they kind of get to the point where it's like they don't see an end in sight, so they decide just to end it. You know what I'm saying? And I think that even with being alone, like I said, like we said this before on the when we did the podcast, I said you could be in a room with a crowded room and still feel lonely. Like it's just because you got a bunch of fucking people around you don't mean that anything has changed. And you don't want to ever bring loneliness into a situation, because you will never appreciate it. You'll never appreciate the situation you are in. You got people that might check on you. You got it, but you just like, nah, it is what it is. Because nobody's ever done it before, so why would they do now? Why would they do it now? It makes no sense. You know what I'm saying? It gets to that point, and I think a lot of us sometimes forget that, you know, this shit is not fair. This shit is not fair.
This whole shit. No, you're right.
This shit is not fair. It's not supposed to be a fair game. It's these motherfuckers will undercut you and do fuck shit to you all the time. That's just what it is. But if you let that build up, then you think everybody's against you. Not everybody's against you. You can't pick the right people. And it's the same thing with alone and loneliness. You just can't pick which one is which, because it's like, well, the shit seems the same. And I hear, I'm gonna tell you this: you could be in a room mm-hmm. and be happy that you're just in a room by yourself. That's alone. Sure. You're alone. That's what you've done. You be in a room by yourself. Don't give a fuck. You could care less.
It's more of a physical. It's a physical act.
Yes, it like
alone is a verb. Loneliness would be an adjective to describe your feeling.
Yeah,
I think that's an adjective.
Is that a pronoun?
I don't fucking know.
I don't know. Oh, shit.
It could be a fucking pronoun. I'm wrong as shit if it is. I don't know nothing.
Listen, we are the Dark Therapy Sessions. Let me go ahead and get this out the way. This is the Dark Therapy Sessions.
I try to sound so slick. Like I knew what the fuck I was talking about.
This is the Dark Therapy Sessions. If we don't know some shit, we don't know some shit. Fuck what you talking. Yeah,
I ain't gonna pretend like I do, for real.
Like all you motherfuckers are English teachers out there that know what the fuck we was doing. Shut up. You're probably like, yeah, that's probably is. Okay. No, because it is objective, because you know he said it in a way.
Yeah, right. It's to describe a feeling, right? I thought that's what an adjective was. Maybe not.
Look, you talking to somebody that I didn't give two fucks about English. I didn't care. You talking to somebody who didn't give a fuck about English, cash. Yeah. I got confused when they put the bitches in there. A pronoun, an adjective, like a pre a proverb. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck? I barely know verbs and nouns. Why are you asking?
Yeah.
Why are you adding extra shit?
Yeah. How these motherfuckers become pro? They must have worked really hard at being a noun. They became pro. But you know, loneliness is a feeling. Being alone is just being alone, being by yourself. But feeling lonely, like I just said, it's a feeling, man. You feel alone, you know? Like right now, even though I am alone, because I'm the only one really physically here, I'm not lonely because I'm doing this with you.
There it is.
All right.
It is a mental. That's more mental. I mean, loneliness is what we always said. Like, loneliness is a mental.
Right.
It's a mental state. How do you get out of it? Well, who the fuck knows?
Yeah. And that's the thing, like, to get out of it, what I do is drink beer and podcast. Damn right it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm having a beer. Have you had to deal with the shit that I've had to deal with today?
I'm shocked he hasn't, ladies and gentlemen, I'm shocked he hasn't taken mushrooms. So you are, that's coming.
Nah, it's Monday. It's coming, yeah. I decided not to do it yet. I'm going to do it this evening.
He's picking times. It's like at 4. At 4, it is on.
4, yep. I fucking set an appointment to do mushrooms. That's right.
Val said nothing else. Put the calendar on 4 p.m. my time. That is my time.
That's right. And, you know, the way I do them, they only last a couple of hours. So it's like, you know, it's not like it's all fucking day long. You know, yeah. At the end, you're like, that was exhausting. That was exhausting. Yeah, man. Seriously. It's like, damn. Emotion, because it forces you to deal with your emotions.
And I think that's a good thing, though. Sometimes you need something that's going to force that out you. A lot of people A lot of people don't have it. Mm-hmm. I was actually thinking this shit because I was thinking this shit and I wanted to actually ask you about this shit. I actually thought this would be a topic, but shout out to JR for giving us, you know, this topic. But I was actually thinking about this topic. I was like, do we force ourselves to be cut off?
Like from other people?
Do we force ourselves to have a disconnection with other shit?
I don't think we force it. I think we don't realize a lot of the times what the shit that we're going through, that we just kind of fucking cut everybody off first. And then when we try to come back and say, hey, or whatever, it's like, well, the connection's already been cut. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times that happens. Or, you know, if they make the cut, they're probably going through some shit too. You know what I'm saying? The way I see it is like, okay, if you're not talking to me for a week or two or a month or whatever, I'm going to assume everything's all right. But if it gets too long, hey, you doing all right? How are you doing? You know what I'm saying? I don't like sweat people. I don't like talk to people all day long. I don't like to talk to people all day long. I really don't. No, seriously. It's like, I can only talk, like there's only a couple of hours a day that I like to talk. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, that's real, man. I'm talking text. I'm talking social media. All that shit is counted.
Yo, that's how I know this shit works, because I'm the same fucking
I'm telling you, man. Yo, and I got to do it. To do it. If I don't I'm going to lose my mind by the end of the day.
I get so fucking frustrated. I got to talk to people. It's like, it get frustrating. Like, yes. Especially if it's not like timed.
Right.
Like, I really do wish it was like a time, a clock on like words I got to use in a day.
Mm-hmm. I wish I lived in 1,000 words. That movie with Eddie Murphy, every day. Without dying, just 1,000 words. That's it.
Like, and lastly, fuck you, good night, and that'd be it. I'm going to say, I'll make sure to. Those particular words are there at the end, just because I need to say it. And so I go.
Sometimes, yeah, but some nights it might be, oh, oh.
wasn't even words. That might be just an action. I don't even know if that's a word. That's a sound. Now that might be an adjective. Now that might be an adjective. I'm like, damn, it should be an adjective. That's a feeling like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. That's a good point.
I thought it'd be at the end of the show that we go get canceled, but this is
that's what happens when RC drinks at fucking noon.
Oh shit.
Yeah, man. I actually have been feeling a lot lonely. Lonely a lot lately. Especially, you know, with Mother's Day. You know, my mom passed last year. You know, this is the second Mother's Day technically, but it was still fresh on our minds when she passed. And, you know, and it's been a little bit over a year now. So it's like, yo, holy shit, I can't even talk to her. I used to send her flowers every year. I used to talk to her for 20, 30 minutes every Mother's Day. You know what I mean? All these kind of little things that I just can't do no more. You know what I mean? So, you know, and then going through what I'm going through, it's like, yeah. Holy shit, I really don't have anybody. You know what I mean? So yeah, I've been going through that shit a lot lately, yo. Yeah, I've been going through it a lot though, straight up.
It's reflection, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a reflection on like, damn, like what I had is gone.
Yeah.
And I guess you've been trying to cope with both situations in one.
Sure.
So it kind of mirrored its head at the same time, in a sense. So it's kind of like, so you do feel alone because the person you probably would call and pick up the phone and talk to about this situation isn't there anymore. So you kind of already dealing with
it. And I don't want to. You see what I'm saying? Like, not as if the person wouldn't pick up. It's just that I don't want to do that because then that blurs the lines too much. It has to be like a complete cut, like we talked about, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's, you know, but you know, I know I got my brothers and shit that I can talk to. I know I got that stuff, but you know, they don't want to hear my shit. You know what I mean? They don't want to hear that shit. I know they don't want to hear that shit. So I don't even want to put that on them, you know, but, you know, I'm forced to be alone now. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? So, but I don't mind being alone. It's the loneliness that I struggle with. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And just not having a real connection with somebody. Like, I got the connection with my children. I love spending time with my children. That's great. But I mean a different kind of connection.
Okay, so I know what you mean by that. And that's where I kind of also, like, sometimes I feel that way. Like, damn, I wish I had somebody to bounce shit off of. And then you get to the point where it's just like, but then I had to listen to their shit too.
I know. Yo. Facts. That's right. And I'm glad you bring that up because you really, in order to have somebody to put something on, you have to be able to receive it as well.
Uh-huh.
You really do. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not ready for it. So, like, I have to deal with the loneliness. You know what I mean?
And that's what I think I'm getting out of the loneliness because I'm like, okay, I'm willing to do it because I'm willing to do it now. It's like, but even then, like back when I first got into like loneliness and shit, I was like, nah, I'm good. I'd rather just deal with the loneliness. I got to the point, I was like, nah, I'm good. I'd rather just deal with this shit. This shit way better.
Mm-hmm.
You get to the point where it's just like, man, loneliness is the lesser of the two evils because at least I know if I need to, I know how to kind of cheer myself up.
Sure.
With this situation, you going into an unknown entity. you don't know what the fuck's gonna happen. You have no clue.
Right.
So you trying to feel your way through the situation, and it's just like, Man, I'd rather just be lonely. Fuck it. I'd rather just be lonely. Fuck it. Like, you just get
Word.
to the point where you just like, because I don't feel like dealing with, if I already got to deal with my shit, I don't want to add on to other shit. Like, I don't want to add extra shit to my shit already. Like, it's fucking ridiculous.
Right. Yeah, man. But in the same breath, it's nice to get it off. But you have to be able to accept on what's gonna come, and what the things on the, all the things that they might tell you or whatever. You have to accept the fact that that's probably gonna be worse than your shit. You know what I mean? Because it could
Yeah.
be. They could be like, okay, I'd be like, look, straight up, I feel like I'm bipolar as hell. Oh, yeah, I'm schizophrenic. I mean, those kind of things. I mean, that's all. Those are all diagnoses. Gnoses. Look, back to adverbs or adjectives. But the feeling of constant mood swings and stuff like that is a bit different than hearing a voice, having somebody in your head telling you
Kill this nigga.
something like that. Facts. Facts. I mean, let's keep it real.
That's the
Yeah.
real
So,
shit, shit in his bed.
you dropped a herd? That's what that shit's called now. It's dropping a herd. We gotta cut this podcast short. I gotta go drop a herd.
Hopefully
But
in the toilet, not their bed. I go later.
I don't know right about now, yo. Don't know, bro.
Oh my God. Whatever's closest, whichever one is closest, whichever one is closest. Yes, I call
That's right, yo.
you.
That's right. But but so you have to be able to accept the other person's flaws, if you will. If you're gonna get off and get your flaws off on this person and let this person understand who you really are, you have to really understand that they're gonna be doing the same thing, and you can either accept it or you don't. That's actually good for a relationship, because you'd be like, nope, no, thank you. I don't want to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather be lonely. Let's go back.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the Yeah. But for real, seriously.
I'd rather be sitting in a dark room and have to deal with your ass talking about your feelings. I would rather sit in a dark
Dude.
room
Yes. Yeah.
playing some music, just chilling before I deal with that shit. But again, like we said, you gotta eventually make the decision to get out of the loneliness and actually have that if you want it. That's
Facts.
another thing. If you want it. A lot of people, that's why people don't want to be in relationships, because it's like, I don't feel like dealing with other people's shit. I ain't got the
Yeah,
time or the energy.
man. It's a
That's
burden.
true.
It's a
It's true. Yeah. It's
Go ahead, I'm
true.
sorry.
Nah, I was just saying, like, because I think a lot of people get so fucked up in that sense. Like, that's why they try to get with people so fast. It's like, bro, I'd rather be lonely than rush a situation that I know damn
Sure.
well I'm not mentally there for.
Facts. Facts. That's so true, man. But loneliness can make us do some crazy shit.
Really?
I
Oh, you
think
don't believe
so.
that? I mean, listen. I mean, people can say whatever they want to say, but shit. I mean, Will Smith didn't get up and spat Chris Rock because he was defending his wife to me. I think his ass was lonely.
Facts. I mean, yeah,
I
and he was tired of being
think.
ridiculed, all that stuff. Listen,
I think.
I go ahead. I'm sorry. My bad.
No,
I
I
keep
was just
cutting you
saying.
off.
I'm just saying. Like the motherfucker was just. I think to me, that's a insecurity move. Me personally, I think it was an
Yeah.
insecurity move. That shit comes from being, like you said, pretty much your manhood being tested, pretty much being, non-existent, and plus your wife making you feel like you're lonely in this world, like you have no wife in a sense. So to me, that might
Yeah.
be Will Smith's case. You could say I was lonely, just needed to get something back.
Facts. I've been holding off on this for my own episode, but I'll let it out here. I feel like a lot of times I've I have been I understand Will Smith and Johnny Depp very much. I'm just going to say that. I think Jada was more emotional abuse, more than, you know, that kind of thing. And then Amber Heard is the physical abuse, you know, the punching, the kicking, throwing bottles, shitting on beds, shit like that. I think that's the two, that's the difference between those two. One was emotional, one was physical. And listen, she could probably say the same shit. Okay, this is one side of the story. Let's keep this shit real. You know what I'm saying? I definitely understand them too quite a bit. I'll just say that.
And can I get to the point? I hate to say it, but like, which one is worse?
They're both bad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, which one is worse? Because it's like, mm-hmm. to me, it would be like the emotional, right? Because I think the emotional is way more.
It's longer. It's like the long game. It's the marathon. Yeah.
Like, you can see a slap coming. You can't right. see somebody breaking your heart over and over again, and you still mm-hmm. trying to defend it. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't see that. Like, you can't yeah. see that.
Like, my listen to the song X Factor from Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
That, mm-hmm. That's my song. That is like me talking to the other person. You feel me? Yeah. But I'm sure every dude, like, every breakup is like, yeah, X Factor. Yup. But you rather make it hard, yo. It could be so easy. I have been wilding out this past few episodes, man. Sorry, bro. I got
that's good. I don't give a I think
good.
But I think you know, and get back to the other topic, alone. Being alone is not a fucking, it's not a bad thing. Like, I think if you poll people right now, what would you rather be? Like, they'd be like, give me alone. I need time by myself. Please give me alone.
Yeah,
I'm tired of these motherfuckers. I'm tired of these motherfuckers. Please give me something different. Like, and that's just the way it is. I think everybody wants to be alone. I would love to be alone. That should be awesome.
You know, the only time I am alone is in here. That's the only time I'm alone. Every other time, there's dogs, there's children, third parties, you know what I'm saying? There's always somebody that's like, it seems like everybody's fighting for my attention. And it, you know, and it's like, it hurts that I can't give, I don't want, no, it's not that I can't give everybody my attention, is that I don't want to give everybody my attention. So, you know, I guess, you know, because, you know, people cross lines, step over lines that they probably shouldn't, and ask more of you than they probably should. You know, those little type of things I fucking hate. It's like, yo, how you gonna ask me to pay for your bills? I met you three times. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, those little kind of things. It's like, yo, you shouldn't probably be asking me for these little things. You shouldn't be asking me, you know, just because you know I'll have the answer. Like, some, yo, like, if I know it's fucked up to say that, like, if you know I'll have the answer, second guess whether or not you want to call me first before you call me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna call that nigga last. You my last call. Like, who you called before this? What? Eight people. I nigga about it.
Shit. Have you talked to so and so? Yeah. What about so and so? Yeah. What about this person? Yeah. Fuck. All right, what can I do? You know what I mean?
That's so true, though. Like, really, nigga? You call everybody, nigga? I call everybody, nigga. I made sure that I called everybody.
Yeah. My favorite one is, oh, I didn't want to bother you, but, oh, then I'd be like, oh, did you call what's his name? Nah. Did you call what's his name? Nah. Did you call this person? Nah. Then, You really did want to bother me.
What the fuck are you talking about? You did want to bother me. The fuck are you talking about?
Yo, I swear I'm going to get in so much trouble for this fucking episode. Yeah. Oh, man. But no.
But it's true.
That is.
It's true. I deal with the same shit. It's so true. Like, I don't want to bother you, but you was going to bother me regardless. It doesn't have anything to do what you didn't. No, you did. You was going to do it regardless. What the fuck you talking about?
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's people that don't, I don't know. I'm not going to get on that. But it's like, yo, man, I fight for my alone time, man. Can I please have my alone time?
For real?
I know nobody knows what my alone time is, but can I please have my alone time? Stop it.
And that's why it's alone time, because you're not supposed to know what the fuck it is. If it was supposed to be out there, I'd do it in the open.
Right. Then the shit ain't really alone. I'm with the birds. Squirrels and shit.
Nah, let me stop. It's not really alone time if you see me. Like, if I got to ask you, hey, just leave me the fuck alone for like 20 minutes. Like, for 20, right. Can I get 20 at least?
Yeah. 20 minutes. That's a tease. Give me fucking 8 hours. Easy. At minimum, 8 hours. Give me 8 hours minimum. I would love 24, though.
24 out, man. You won't see me ever. 24 hours of a long time. I'm dead. Don't call me for shit. I am dead.
Nah, man. If you don't hear me at 36 to 48, I'm good.
Matter of fact, nigga, I am the happiest I've ever been.
Right? Shit. I might be alone and having fun, but shit, you're going to see it on Instagram.
Posting this shit, everyone.
I'm by myself, y'all. Yo, check it out.
what is they get a TikTok?
got me dancing this shit. It's a celebration.
Fucking dancing this shit. Hey, what the fuck you know how to dance? What the fuck you got them dance moves from?
I didn't know he could dance like that. Wow.
We need to get that nigga more alone time. This shit is ridiculous.
I know, right? Wow, I like this man when he's by himself. I like him a lot more when he's alone.
We need to get that extra alone time. This shit is amazing.
Yeah, right? I know, for real.
Yo, man. That shit is real, though, man. I don't think anybody understands really that. Like, alone time is important because you need it. I get it. This world has made it so fucked up that you need to not be alone to the extent where you don't choke a motherfucker.
Facts. Word.
But we need alone time, man. I think you need alone time because that will actually help you understand that you're lonely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It makes you
really think, because you're in your thoughts, you're in your head, you're analyzing everything that's happened. So yeah, absolutely.
It helps you understand, oh shit, there is nobody I can really turn to right now. Holy shit, there is nobody I can call. Holy shit, right. There's, you need it. You need that shit because a long time will actually create, give you the idea of, oh shit, I am lonely. What the fuck? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh shit, what the fuck? Now don't let that linger on you in every sense of the word, but
But it still is good to have somebody, you know what I'm saying? Somebody to talk to, somebody to kind of fall back on, even if you don't talk about your issues, even if it's somebody to say, hey, what's up, man? What you doing? How you been? You know, let's chat for a little while. You know what I'm saying? Those little type of things. Those are like little small bursts of love, if you will. You know what I'm saying? For the lack of a better term, you know what I'm saying? It could be. But it's nonetheless, it's it's having the conversation with somebody that's willing to have the conversation with you, regardless of what it is. That alone helps loneliness. So if you can talk to somebody, even if it's just for 2 or 3 seconds, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes that's good enough. And yeah, it's, you know, if especially if you can have a long form conversation or even a phone call, you know, whenever you feel like having that, because I don't even feel like having that all the time. Yeah, I'd rather text most of the time. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna front. So like, you know, if you can have somebody that can say, fuck that, I want to call you, let me talk to you. I have somebody like that, you know what I'm saying? And he happens to be a patron of mine, but you know, he is also like that out of nowhere. Yo, what the fuck? Where you been at? You know what I'm saying? Hey, hello. You know what I'm saying? That kind of shit. I have somebody like that. And, you know, but it's good to have that. It kind of gets you, even if it's just for fucking 20 minutes, 10 minutes for you to get out of your own shit. That's good enough. You know what I mean? And you got to have just like, I'm blanking on his name now. Shit. Well, he talks about dopamine hits, and people get addicted to these dopamine hits, like talking on social media and having likes and comments and stuff like that. You look at it like, oh shit, yeah, here we go. Those are little dopamine hits. So, you know, when you're lonely and you're feeling low, you need as many of those little dopamine hits as possible. So talking to somebody really, really does fucking help.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the same with you on like being on the
phone. Jordan Peterson. Sorry, go ahead.
Jordan Peterson. Comedian?
Nah.
Motivational speaker?
Yeah.
The only person I talk to, like I ever pick up the phone and call really like that, is my dad, and that's it.
See? And you got that.
That's the only person. That's the only person I call. That's the only person I check on, because he's you know, in New Orleans, and I'm here. So I probably might be one of his only kids to actually physically call him and actually check on him.
That's good. But yeah, I don't do it with mine. I don't have that kind of relationship with mine. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm sure he probably want it. I probably would want it, but you know, less sleeping dogs.
I mean, because I think I was so to your point when I was about to be your. If I was in your age and my dad and me just never had that connection, then I'd probably be like, fuck it. Fuck it.
Ain't no love lost. Straight up,
there's
no love
lost. It's just like, I don't see the point. I don't see the point. And yeah, so I called my dad. Matter of fact, I called him to see how his surgery went. He got pain blockers put in. But other than that,
what's that? Yeah. I've never heard of that. Can I have that? Can I get pain blockers put in?
I think it like stops like certain like because he's had cancer and stuff. It's supposed to stop, you know, certain things about his body. Yeah.
I've never heard of that, man. Let me get some cancer real quick. Smoke a cigarette.
SNL did that shit this weekend. That shit was funny. Colin Jones was talking about how Putin might have cancer. He was like going in for cancer surgery. He's like, I don't think I've ever said this, but good luck, cancer.
I know, facts. I know. That's a good point, yo.
It was funny. He's like, I've never said this before, but good luck, cancer.
Is that true? Shit, I didn't know that.
Of course it's probably not fucking true.
I heard that that's what they were saying, like within the first couple of weeks of the war. They were saying that he might have a terminal illness where he's doing one last push before he dies. That's what I heard. Like in a couple within, like when we did our war episode.
Damn, I mean listen. They've always said it's like if it ain't him, it's Kim Jong Un. Like they always got these two dictators dying from some shit. Like I don't fucking know it till
and they still don't fucking die.
That's what I'm saying. Until I see the body, I don't give a fuck. Like you can say this shit till the day they die. Like until I see the body, until I physically know 100%. He's gone. I can care less.
Yeah. No,
that's like Osama bin Laden. Like until Obama came on and actually said that shit, who the fuck knew?
Yeah, good point.
Because we live in this world right now where everybody's lying. Who the fuck knows what's really going on?
Right.
Listen, I ain't a Trump supporter, but listen, fake news is real. I'm not gonna sit here and act like the shit ain't real. Like, it's too many motherfuckers that create stories all over the place that you gotta find the right story that actually is accurate to what the fuck is really going on.
I don't trust none of that shit.
I don't trust none of this shit. So when you hear Putin saying, so when you hear motherfuckers saying, you and you really think a dictator is going to let the news slip that he's got cancer?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Come on. To
if that happens, chances are, he's going to kill somebody. Somebody
enemies? Come on.
Because they leaked the information. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's going to end up dead. But we don't hear about that.
I'm just saying. Shit seems weird to me. I'm just saying.
All right. Let's do our plugs. Get to the FMKs this week.
Ooh, shit. All right. The part we're supposed to get canceled over is coming up soon. The part we're supposed to get canceled.
Watch it be some dumb shit like you dumbasses don't know anything about pronouns and adjectives and nouns and shit. Watch it be that dumb shit instead of all the other shit.
Yeah, it's. Yo, they picked the one dumb shit every time. I don't know what the fuck it is. Like, we just said all this other shit. When you go judge our education. The fuck is wrong with you?
That's a straight up bully. Fuck y'all. All right, man. My bad. I'm railroading it.
I say all this other shit. You came to the one thing we got fucked up. The fuck is wrong with you? You picked the one thing you could kind of like, yo, I love the episode, but you niggas don't know shit about English class.
That makes you feel even worse, like even more of a dumbass, man. Like, damn, I'm stupid as hell, man. Fuck. I should have paid attention to school more.
Fuck school. And I can say this shit because I graduated already. If I was still in that bitch, I'd be like, man, school is difficult. Yeah. That bitch is no joke.
Change your whole game up.
That shit is hard. Plugs. Brand new show on Instagram, pretty much. That's the only. I got a TikTok. I got Brand new show TikTok. So go on there, TikTok/Brand new show. I've been posting a lot more on there. Cause I'm bored and I ain't got shit to do. Season 5 is officially here. First episode came out last night. It's out right now on podcast platforms called Party of Five. Like the show, Party of Five. So it's out on podcast platforms. I got 2 more episodes dropping. 1 tonight, top 10 list, greatest rap songs ever with the family. And of course, my last episode, which is called Deep Dive Season. And I'm not going to tell y'all what that's about. Just go listen to that one. But yeah, top 10 list tonight. We'll be dropping midnight tonight. We went crazy on there. I don't know how to explain it better than that. I don't know how to explain it better than that. And shout out to Urban Boulevard, brand ambassador. Use the code Brandon.30 for 30% off if you go there and you buy something. So damn sure help me out. And also Patreon/Brandon's new show. Go there too and do something with that. YouTube, Brandon Janu Show is my channel. Subscribe. I got 50 subscribers, which is fucking crazy. I don't even know how I did it. I have no clue.
Yo, shout out to the family. Sorry I couldn't make the episode this time, but I'm going to make it next time. I promise. I'm going to try and do the best I can.
But that's tomorrow. Well, that's tomorrow. So we shall see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. That's right. Okay. Oh, man. Actually, I think I might. All right. Follow me on Instagram, Arsay Senior, RSAYSR, just like I said at the top of the show. You can also check out the Skank Bank podcast. It's a comedy podcast based on the Legion of Skanks. It's a fan cast where we get together every week and talk about the newest Monday episode. And we got our own shit that we got going on in there. We have, you can win a Rich Voss CD, When I went to Hamilton, it's when I went to meet him, actually, when I went to go see some of his stand-up live, I got a autographed CD from him. So you can win that if and only if you send in your dicks. Send in your dicks. We will judge them live on the show, and the winner will win the Rich Voss When I Went to Hamilton CD signed. darktherapysession@gmail.com. I gotta switch it up after that shit. I love that show, but it'd be wildin'. We be wildin'. No, there's no doubt about it. You know what I mean? But darktherapysession@gmail.com, Dark Therapy Session YouTube channel. All the YouTube channels, man. Dark Therapy Session, Skank Bank Podcast, The Let Up, and the RSA Podcast. I just released today on the audio platform, the Measure of Men After Hours that we did. You can catch Measure of Men on Instagram just by following me. You'll catch it Thursday nights at 8 o'clock on Instagram. It's me, Jay Christian, Morio J from At the Sound of My Voice, and Big Smash from Bet the House Podcast. We get together every week. We bullshit. We talk about man problems, man issues, or at least we have issues from a male perspective. Let me just do it that way. Patreon.com/RSA. Join the Patreon for less than a cup of coffee a month. You get all those episodes first before they come out on YouTube. So please go do that. $3 a month. That's all it costs. Appreciate y'all. Now let's get into the fuck, marry, kills. All right. Today's FMKs are, and then we'll get to them. I apologize. Tayana Taylor. Anita. And Casey Musgraves. Now, unable to share my screen, so you won't be able to see it this time around, but I will be posting photos of them as well. So, Mr. Brandon, who would you fuck? Who would you marry? Who would you kill?
Oh, shit. Shit. okay. I'll probably marry Anita. This shit is getting difficult. I'm trying to figure this. Probably marry Anita.
Okay.
Fuck, here we go.
You got Casey Musgraves and Tayana Taylor.
This is okay. Fuck. Oh my god. Okay. I'm a kill Tayana. The reason why I'm gonna kill Tayana. Let me tell you why. The reason why I'm gonna kill Tayana.
The black community is gonna fuck you up. No,
Here's the thing. I'm killing her because of the black community. I like her relationship with Iman Shepherd so much that I would not want to ever fuck his wife. Like that. The rest of them, I'm like, all right. But her and him got like a really, I respect the relationship too much.
Okay.
Even if it's fictional, I wouldn't even fuck him. So it's I respect really that too nice much. Yeah.
That's really yeah. nice.
Hopefully the black community will understand what I mean by that.
I get it.
No, a lot, but I'll be like, you still chose that white girl over her. I didn't mean to move. I'm just saying, I respect the relationship. So you saying I should have fucked her? That's kind of weird. You don't like the you don't respect their relationship? That's wrong with y'all. That's wrong fucking up. That's wrong. I don't know.
All
right. And I picked Taylor Swivel. I picked Taylor Swivel with a bitch. I mean, I just picked.
Oh, good point. I picked
a girl kind of thick, and she fuck with black dudes too. So that's
Anita, yeah, she thick. She's thick. And she's beautiful.
I fucking Casey.
And she.
And I fuck Casey Musgraves.
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean,
she found a shit too. Black man fucking a white woman.
That's not, you know, that's natural.
That's not surprising. That's not surprising.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, man, I get it. No, for real, I get it. Okay, so I don't know anything about any of these three, straight up. And
you just like that picture.
I'm looking at pictures right now. I apologize for not being able to share, but. I'm going strict. It's all by looks. That's all I can go by. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay.
So, I am going to kill Casey Musgraves.
Just kill my wife.
I'm going off of looks. Look, this is real shallow, whatever, however you want to see it. I don't even care.
Yo, this isn't about talent. Here's the thing. This game is not about talent. It is about the looks, actually.
It is about the looks. It's all about looks. It is all about looks. That's right. I mean, if you and you know any background, you know, stories, that helps your decision. No one else's. All right. So, yeah, I'm killing Casey Musgraves. I'm fucking the shit out of Tiana Taylor, yo. I'm sorry. I don't know their relationship, but I don't know who she is. Like I said, I'm going strictly off of looks. And I'm marrying Anita as well. I'm a dog. I'm a dirty dog. Yeah. I'm a dirty dog, yo.
Yeah.
Please don't give me no hate mail. I don't want to read it. I mean, look, I'm just trying to be real about the shit.
Who the fuck is sending us hate mail?
Who's sending us anything?
I'm about to say.
But still, I don't want to get
I heard this show and I just wanted to say the fucking the shit out of it was just as bad as y'all not knowing your verbs and proper.
I know it's still you oh my god.
Oh, you fucking hit. No, it was as bad as you saying that you didn't know your fucking word. You didn't know your adjectives and shit.
So fucking true, man. But nah, yeah. Man, I'm like I said, I'm going strictly off of looks. I don't know anything about these people. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
Yep. Congratulations, Anita. You are both of our wives.
Clearly. Yeah, I'm about to say clearly. You know?
Yep. We need to have a thing where for whatever episode that we have our wives on the same one, like do some kind of fucking like sound or some shit. That'd be or some shit, crazy, stupid shit. Because usually we're killing each other's wives. So
that is
you
true.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or we fucking each other's wives.
Yeah, I'm about to say it's either or. Today we decide to kill the person we just fucking.
Yeah, basically. Facts. Oh man. Fun as always, yo. You wanna wrap this one up?
Yeah, we'll wrap it up. I'll wrap it up for us. All right. Forgot to say this. Catch a ad spot I did for my people at Don't Be Pressed podcast. It's coming May 20th. On a podcast episode. I recorded it for them and they will be putting it in their podcast. So be on the lookout for that. May 20th. I should be having, an ad spot. So
that's great, man.
So
congratulations.
Yeah, they hit me up. It was like, we love what you're doing. So can you do an ad spot? I was like, hell yeah, I'll do it. So be on the lookout for that.
That's great, but, man. Congrats.
Yeah. Thank you, man. to end this episode, I think everybody in this world would easily take being alone over being loneliness. It's kind of obvious. If you don't like being alone, you are probably lonely as fuck. I'm going to just assume. Because if you're alone, there's probably not that many things in this world that can get to you. You're probably overthinking already. You probably have the first time in a while that you can actually sit down and actually kind of play out your thoughts when you're alone. But if you don't like being lonely, if you don't like being alone, then you're probably loneliness. You already have loneliness because if you need people around you all the time, you don't know how to deal with yourself. You don't know how to deal with being without people. And that's a problem That's a bit of a problem. Go follow us, of course, on YouTube, Gmail, Dark Therapy Sessions. We should create a Patreon or at least an Instagram page. I don't fucking know. We should do something.
All right, let's discuss it after we stop recording.
Definitely, but definitely Gmail us some FMKs if you want to send us a topic. Like today's topic was sponsored. Send it to us. We here.
That's right.
FMKs, funny videos. Funny to us, might be controversial to some. Who knows? We shall see. the one he posted on Facebook, that shit was funny. I just want to say the one you posted on Facebook, I think it was like a flashback, a memory when the dude was working out in New York.
Word. Okay. Yeah, that's on my Facebook.
And
it fucking, go check it out.
I don't know if he was dead or what, but his ass hit that fucking back of that shit. That nigga whole body like,
man, he knocked himself out so bad. I thought he broke his leg from that thing falling on him.
I thought he broke his fucking neck. He hit the back of that shit hard as fuck. He was just like, yeah. He was like, yo, what the fuck? I don't even know if somebody came and saw him. What the fuck happened? Because
he's probably the one that uploaded the shit.
That shit was, I was like, wow. But yeah, FMKs, Tiana Taylor, the only reason why I'm killing you is because I respect your marriage too much. RC has no respect for your marriage.
Fuck,
she's like,
that
I'm a
marriage.
Fuck the shit out of
Sorry.
Anita.
For the game purposes.
Shit.
Fuck that. Fuck
for the
that
game.
For the game purposes. Yes.
For the game purposes.
Yeah, so I don't get sued.
Allegedly, fuck that marriage.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, fuck that marriage. Let's put this into perspective. Allegedly, fuck that marriage. Yeah. FMKs, we always have fun. We gotta really do a tournament. We really gotta fucking do a tournament. This shit is... Cause this shit is getting hard.
Yeah, we got to figure out how to do a bracket where we can share it and do, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Oh my god, this shit is difficult.
Word.
I think they got a whiteboard on the fucking Zoom now, so I don't know how we're gonna have to do that, but we're gonna do.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either. But like always, I want to close it out with this. It's kind of ironic that we're doing Alone and Loneliness, because I actually want to close it out with this. Listen. There's a lot of people in this world today that want to be Goliath to a situation. You want to be the bigger person. You want to do all that shit. But sometimes you underestimate what the fuck David did to Goliath. So what I'm trying to say is, just because you want to be the bigger person in every situation, don't let this small shit kill you.
Word.
I'm just saying. Y'all let the small shit fuck you up all the time and thinking you being the bigger person. Address that shit accordingly. Just saying. And this is the Dark Therapy Sessions, and we out. Session is closed.
Peace.